Thank you very much, Eagles. This is John McMullen. I'm sitting in snowed in Jefferson Valley, New York, testing out my set for tomorrow night's interview with the president of Marist College. And he'll be on. I have a long history. Not the president of Marist College, the president of Iona College. That's what I meant to say. And I have a long history with Iona. I was the my brother opened up the doors of Iona as a student in 1940. Went there as a teacher, as a professor in 1950. Taught me in 1956, and in 1957, I got 2 A's from him, and he threw me out of class once. I didn't even tell my mother about that. So I've been sitting here, couldn't move today. Went out early this morning. Been a car, treacherous driving, and I wish that we were through all this. That it was April. Maybe not April in Paris, but when you listen to the Bay Day Band, I do not want to be in Paris. I grew up listening to Bing Crosby, who's my mother's favorite singer. And as I got a little older, then I got into more out there popular singers like Johnny Ray and Rosemary Clooney. I remember that Martin Block wouldn't play Rosemary Clooney's Mambo Italiano. And then I got into rock and roll. I got into what we purists called after a while rhythm and blues. And I was never into jazz or anything like that until Frank Mulderig got me into Count Basie and into Joe Williams. And Joe Williams became one of my favorite singers. He was his song Rollin' Pete was one that just knocked me out. And then I moved somewhat into country. It was songs like this. One of my favorite singers of all time, Johnny Cash.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tide that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Then I was also influenced by some of the music that was both played in the jukebox and in one of the watering holes I spent a lot of time in, the Rochdown, been also out in Rockaway. And in Rockaway, we used to go to the Leitrim Castle to drink in the afternoon. Then we'll go across the street and stand in the doorway of Mickey Carton's Mayo House to hear Boothie Morrissey sing The Dying Rebel. But I haven't been able to find the clip of The Dying Rebel by Ruthie. But I do have one by the Wolftones. About 40 years later, after I moved to Jefferson Valley, New York, and was teaching, and then at Monroe College in the Bronx, and then I found a place on the banks of the Hudson River called Guinan's. And every month on the first Thursday after the full moon, Irish musicians from Little Hudson Valley came, and Jim used to sing, "I'll take you home alone. I'll take you home again, Kathleen," in honor of his wife, who liked to hear this song, his late wife. And I asked him once. I said, "Do you know The Dying Rebel, Jim?" And he said, "Yes." And I got him to sing it for me, and he sang it at every time that I was with him. And until he died, it was a wonderful meeting.
The night was dark, and the fight was over. The moon shone down O'Connell Street. I stood alone where brave men perished. Those men have gone, they're gone to meet. The first I met was a gray-haired father searching for his only son. I said, "Oh man, there's no use searching, for up to heaven your son has gone."
Once again, not Ruthie, and also not Jim, but still a good rendition of it. I also got very into Creedence Clearwater, and I have the number of the Clearwater song on this.
Someone told me
long ago.
I know. Shining down like waterfall. I won't know. Have you ever seen
no. I have today.
I won't know. Have you ever seen
no. So, we'll go out with the song that we normally start on Sunday night, and I hope you'll join me this Sunday night for my conversation with Dr. Joseph Nyer, the president of Iona College. You may join us by checking out what I'll send out or what I'll post on Facebook with the URL for the show, or by calling 646-716-9756. That's 646-716-9756. You can also get the URL by going to my Facebook page, John Mack 13. But until Sunday night, this is John McMullen saying, see ya.
Take us off, Bill.
Thank you, Dwayne.